All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Monday, April 18th, and we have a lot to talk about because last week stocks had another losing week. We're coming out of a long weekend. So what's happening? The 10-year yield is soaring higher, so we'll take a look at this this and what it means. And this week's focus, earnings. So we'll talk about the most important earnings here this week. Plus, we'll also show you our current positions and our plan for this week. But before we dive in and show you what's happening here in the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay. So how was your weekend, Mark?
It was good, Marcus. Did you have a happy Easter?
Happy Easter, because the family tradition lives on. Let me explain. You probably know the feeling. You have certain family traditions, and you want your kids to take over these traditions so that they live on. And see, for some, it's Christmas traditions, and for some, it's traditions around Easter, like Easter brunch. And for me, it's burgers. Okay, super odd. But let me explain. You see, I make really good burgers. I mean, really, really good. And not some flimsy quarter pounders with ketchup. My burgers are solid third pounders. Look at this. Nice. Super juicy, super flavorful. So I make the patties myself. I use 80-20 ground beef, add some special seasoning, mix in some blue cheese to give it extra flavor. And then there's one more secret ingredient. But I can tell you, unless I adopt you, it's family recipe, right? So, hey, see, my burgers even have a special name because here's what happened. It was, I think, 8 years ago, our yacht club was hosting a sailing regatta for kids. And the yacht club was asking us parents to volunteer. That's pretty normal. So I said, well, if you want, I can make some burgers. I think my burgers are pretty good, and probably know how it works. So when somebody's looking for volunteers and you say, well, I can do it, they don't ask too many questions. They just write down the name and say, okay, Marcus Burgers. Accurate. Anyhow, so you see, these sailing regattas for kids are quite popular. And I think we had more than 60 sailors at the time from all over Texas. And since the kids come with at least one parent, we estimated like 150 burgers that needed to be cooked. So I started prepping at noon, made all of these burger patties from scratch, and then I started grilling, and they were a huge success. So, I mean, they look good. So, and this is why one of the other parents said, wow, they're good. Let's call them Marcus Burgers. So the name stuck. And for the next 6 years until we had COVID hit, I was asked to make Marcus Burgers at every regatta. I think now I made more than 1,000 of them. But okay, so back to the traditions. So 2 years ago, Julius wanted to host a barbecue for his sailing friends at the yacht club. And he asked me, could you please show me how to make Marcus Burgers? Aww.
Nice. Yes.
Okay,
nice.
So one kid down, I taught him how to do it, and took him a few tries to get it right, but now he's making them like I do. And as you know, right now, Julius is in college, and now he's cooking the burgers in Boston. But here is what really awesome moment for me. A few months ago, Vivian also wanted to learn how to make Marcus Burgers. And then she's the president of the high school sailing club, and she wanted to host a barbecue at the yacht club for all the sailors. And I was so happy that she wanted to carry on the tradition of cooking Marcus Burgers at the yacht club for other sailors. So we went to the store, we got all the ingredients and the secret one. In the afternoon, we prepped everything together, showed her how to make the burgers, and then we both fired up the green egg, and I taught her how to grill them. So this was lots of fun. And I mean, the burgers turned out great, and Vivian is now very proud that she could make Marcus Burgers. And I'm bringing this up because on Saturday, she hosted another barbecue at the Yacht Club, made Marcus Burgers, and they turned out great. So I'm awesome. Super happy that my kids are carrying on this tradition. And I know. I mean, most people are proud that grandma's apple pie recipe is being passed on. But for me, it's a secret burger recipe. See, it's kind of like with trading, if you think about it. I know it sounds like a stretch, but trading is also a skill that once you master it, you can pass it on to your kids and grandkids like a family tradition. I mean, isn't it true?
Agreed. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So, but let's talk about the markets. Let's see what is happening here. Friday, another losing day, and therefore another losing week.
Or was it Thursday?
Oh, it was a Thursday because Friday the markets were closed. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had the long 3-day weekend with Friday being Good Friday and markets observing that as a holiday. So Thursday, we did close lower. The S&P down 1.2% on Thursday. The NASDAQ was leading the way lower, down 2.1%. So NASDAQ taking a bigger hit. And this put the indices down for the week.
Yeah, and I mean, now we have been talking about the 50-day moving average that many here keep watching, and the S&P is just hovering around it. It's more like, okay, we're closing below. Hey, we're closing above. We're closing below, right? So let's see what is happening this week. And I mean, this morning, I mean, first of all, interest rates are just skyrocketing higher. Look at this.
Yeah, and that's really what's putting pressure on the markets right now. We do have earnings. We'll talk about that. But with that push higher in the yields and with interest rates having an impact, last week we saw that the NASDAQ was down 2.6% for the week, but the Dow was down, I think it was just 0.8%. So we're seeing that shift between blue chips and the Dow, and then also tech stocks and interest rates are weighing heavy on that.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where we need to talk about the next Fed meeting, and this is where right now there's an almost 90% chance, 88.8% chance or probability that the Fed will raise interest rates by a quarter. And this will hit tech stocks because they need to borrow money. So this is where, yep. I mean, this week, let's talk about it. What do you expect? First of all, let's take a look at the economic calendar. I don't think there's too much going on the economic calendar here, right?
Nothing too big. We do get some housing information, but inflation, earnings, those are going to be bigger things. But then we do see Powell speaking on Thursday.
Yeah, that could be a big one. So, I mean, until then, okay, no earnings, no inflation data, no jobs data. So right now, I mean, all eyes are on earnings, and especially how will the higher inflation impact the outlook of companies? Because ultimately, it's not what companies did last quarter, right? I mean, that's kind of cute, gives us an idea. But it's more like, what do companies provide as forward guidance? What do they expect in these market environments where we have the lockdown in China, right? So will there be supply chain issues? What about inflation? Is that inflation in terms of materials, right? I mean, is this hitting them? Energy prices? And then also wages, right?
Sure. And that's the thing with stocks in particular, future guidance is key, because you're not buying shares because of what it did yesterday. You're buying shares with the belief that they'll be higher in the future. And future guidance gives some idea of what might happen. And sure, it's based on what's been happening, but you don't buy a stock because you think it's going to stay the same price, right? Yeah. So that will be in the spotlight. And it's a big week for earnings with blue chips now in the spotlight.
Yeah, it's pretty much the first full week. I mean, we had some banks reporting last week. We had Delta Airlines reporting this week. But this week we had what? Johnson & Johnson, IBM, Procter & Gamble, Travelers. So American Express, Verizon, we have all these guys reporting. And this morning, actually, Bank of America kicked it off. And Bank of America, well, right now up 0.3% in pre-market trading. Looking good what they reported, right?
Yeah, nice little pre-market move. They did report a quarterly profit of 80 cents per share, which was 5 cents better than expected. Revenue also coming in better than analysts expected, with strength in consumer lending helping Bank of America. Bank of America was up a little bit more pre-market, up over 1%. So it's come pull back a little bit, but still looking higher.
Yeah, and we'll look at the futures and where we'll open today in a moment, but we also want to talk about our positions. But we also have a few heavy hitters here this week because we have Netflix reporting earnings. And I mean, the last time they reported earnings, boom! I mean, it knocked it down from what, 520 to 340. That's a very substantial drop, and they haven't been able to recover ever since. So this will be a big one. And I believe that they are reporting tomorrow, correct? Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so for Netflix, it's subscribers. Subscribers are key. So sure, earnings and revenue are important, but for something like that, subscribers are really the spotlight for traders.
Yeah, and then we also have Tesla. I mean, Tesla is reporting on Wednesday. Yeah, so yes. This might be a big one because Tesla has been wild. I mean, look at this. Ever since November, from what, 1,200 to 800. I mean, these are pretty hefty swings here. These are swings of around 40% to the upside and the downside. Definitely some volatility there.
Sure, it looks like traders are trying to figure out if Tesla could be above 1,000 or not. Right now, pre-market 987.50. On Wednesday, we also have United Airlines reporting.
Yeah, and then Thursday, American Airlines. So, I mean, as we can see, it's all across the industries. I mean, we have the blue chips reporting. So we have some value stocks, we have growth stocks. And so get ready for a volatile week. So let's talk about our positions and how we are planning to trade this. So let me just switch over. And so I did have Hawk, Harley Davidson. This expired worthless. So nothing happening here. And I don't know why I have some random text in here. Also, what was the other one that expired worthless that I had? BX. BX. So this closed above 109. Nothing to do there. So I sold last week puts on Wells Fargo at the 44 level. So that should be pretty good. Wells Fargo reported earnings last week on Thursday and then had a strong reaction, but also bounced back. Let's see how they're doing this morning. And then I got assigned in TPR, so Tapestry at 37. And so right now they're trading at around 34. So I'll see if I can sell some calls here. And you have AMD, right?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. AMD, so you got assigned at a little bit higher, right? Because you had...
Exactly. I sold the 104 a little bit before you did the 98. So you had the 98 expire worthless, but I own shares at 104.
Yeah, so also looking to sell some calls here. And I mean, this is where, yeah, I mean, right now, I basically just have these in the Tradier account, these two positions. And I mean, I'm ready to basically load up. I am ready to sell some more puts this morning.
It would be nice if we see some opportunities pop up.
Yeah, let's just see what we can expect here. Looking at the pre-market trading, I mean, the NASDAQ. Yesterday, last night when we opened, at first it was pushing lower, but now pretty much overnight, these are the NASDAQ futures, have been pushing higher. I mean, right now, almost trading at the overnight highs, only down 0.3% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty quiet start, Marcus, even though we were lower overnight, as you just pointed out. We're slightly lower for the futures, index futures. So Dow 27 points lower, which is nothing for the Dow.
Yeah, that's pretty much flat.
Yep.
And so we see a very similar picture, right? I mean, at first some uncertainty, but right now it seems that some hope going into the week, going into the Monday. I mean, for us, it doesn't really matter because if markets are pushing higher today, we can sell the calls against our existing positions. If they push lower, we can sell some puts because premiums are higher for puts when the markets push lower. And when they go higher, premiums for calls are higher. And since we want to sell it, we want to get as high premiums as possible.
Yep. Sell puts on a down day, sell calls on an up day.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, today is also the Boston Marathon.
And tax day.
The reason why I bring up the Boston Marathon, I mean, Julius is in Boston, and what they do is the night before, so last night, they already closed all of the streets. So what Julius and his friends did, he took a bike, and he was biking the whole Boston Marathon last night. I think it was between 2 and 3 o'clock or something like this, something crazy in the morning.
That's awesome.
Okay, anyway. Hey, if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, there's a few more videos for you. Take a look at these, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning in our stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.